Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For my theme song, my leather black jeans on.
All right, the Portland Trailblazers will return to action at the end of July. Will the layoff benefit the Portland Trailblazers in your mind? They've got, look, Nurk and Collins are coming back, but they haven't played in a long time. But they are bodies in a rotation that will help you, and especially when you've been really thin in your front court. I mean, you just have bodies that are going to be there. But will a layoff actually benefit the Portland Trailblazers as far as you got a lot of vets on your team?
Yeah, I think of any team in the West right now that benefits ones that are on the bubble, this team had an incredible roster at the beginning of the year. I'd never been more excited about a roster, and then it all fell apart. It just went and just crumbled in front, and just, there wasn't the same continuity and fun. So, yeah, I think this does have time for these guys to get healthy and come back. But after looking at reports that Luka Doncic says, I'm fat, I'm out of shape, I'm not feeling good, some of these other teams. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what that's really. It's like, yeah, I'm fat and out of shape.
I like that.
Oh,
I appreciate his honesty.
I don't know how much these guys have been able to stay in shape. But if you look at two guys that are going to be the ones that are going to help the most, yeah, I think Zach and Nurk coming back. Why not? Why wouldn't this team be ready to make a little bit of a cute run?
Yeah, you're not. Look at as you say, the teams that are fighting for that spot, right? Memphis, young. You know, their stars, Ja Morant, who is young. And they've got a young guy who's coming back from injury, too. And Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson, both very young. New Orleans, obviously, we know that they are young, star-studded up front with Zion Williamson, but he is young. They do have some vets, though, in New Orleans that they sprinkle in there, like, you know, J.J. Redick and Favors that they have. But they're a relatively young, inexperienced team for a push like this. Sacramento, they aren't used to a push like this, and they have a young roster. Portland, of those teams that are vying for it, and San Antonio would have been the threat, but without LaMarcus, it's just not, it's not the same San Antonio.
Well, clearly the biggest threat is the Grizzlies. I mean, that's the team that you're chasing. I don't know if New Orleans really moves the needle other than looking what Zion can do and have that kind of impact. But the Blazers matching up, I'd take the Blazers all day long versus the Pelicans all day long in a series.
But I think the Blazers are getting more back. I wonder how much the Pelicans' continuity will be helped just as far as playing with Zion. Brandon Ingram was starting to come into his own. You've got the the veteran in J.J. Redick who wants to keep his playoff streak alive. I'm not saying that they're going to be better equipped to make a jump than the Blazers, but I think that they could be a team that could, might be tough to reckon with.
You know, this is a 4-month break that they have, though. And we know, how often do we see like teams that come back and they're like, hey, we're just working out the kinks and blowing the rust out. You know, that is a lot of what, and learning how to play together again. That's what we hear at the beginning of every single season. And if that is true, then I think that it helps the veteran teams that have that continuity more than it does those younger teams, because this is essentially, you go March to April, April to May to June, June, July, 4 months off. You're looking at that is going to be a long time. That's a full off season for these guys.
And even beyond the NBA, I just get the feeling when all these other sports return, the teams that have played together the most, the teams that that know each other and each other's systems the most, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, those teams that are kind of either more veteran laden or at least have had a core that's been together for longer, seem like they may be the most equipped to succeed.
Fastest you can get back, the fastest of that. That's why any veteran group has a big advantage. Huge advantage. Also, too, is that if you're set up like some of these other teams, you don't have to invest the amount of energy it's going to take to try to make a push and play all those games.
And there's also the element of, you know, what does it look like? Who does it benefit more, the young teams or the veteran teams, not to have a home court? Because I think it may benefit the younger teams who may get rattled on the road in the postseason to be in a playoff situation, because that crowd can be daunting. Or a veteran team like the Houston Rockets, where how many times have we seen Harden and Westbrook melt down?
I don't think it benefits either.
On the road when the tides are going against them, and you kind of have those, I don't want to call them weak, but you know, the more the fragile teams mentally.
Yeah,
like Houston, will it be as an effective home court advantage? You don't think it plays a factor at all?
Not at all. I think it's zero. There's going to be no fans there. This is going to be dreadful to watch. It's going to be the first couple of days, you'll like it. After that, you're going to go, this is bad television. Because that's what it is. I mean, competition is competition. But without fans and the interaction and seeing the home court and watching it go back and forth and having the conversation of flying back and forth between the two, all these guys held up in one giant compound for 3 months. It's better than nothing, but it's not going to be good television. It's just not.
I heard they're thinking of piping in NBA 2K crowd audio.
Great.
Well, and the thought behind that, I think, is that because the game can react to the actions on the floor, that's like the fastest way. We've talked about if it was like a studio trying to do it, that the timing of it would be kind of all messed up. They could almost automate it if they use the 2K technology. I'm not sure that's going to work, but they think it's the best way of doing it.
Yeah.
That would be a wild turn. Hey, we're using NBA 2K. That's what we're going to do. And apparently the NBA isn't going to drug test in the bubble.
All right.
They're saying...
No, what do you mean? No, what do you mean no drug test?
I just said it.
Like completely no drug testing at all whatsoever.
Street drugs, your marijuana.
Yeah, I don't know what the NBA's protocol is.
They said it. The NBA and NBAPA have agreed to conduct performance-enhancing drug tests during resumed season in Orlando, but tests for recreational drugs will remain suspended.
Okay.
They said no counties during the pandemic, and they're going to go ahead and continue to do that.
Hot boxes aplenty.
Which, yeah, people think that they're just going to be smoking weed everywhere. Well, if you can't leave the property, where are you going to do it? You know, they're just going to be in their rooms doing it and hope that, you know, coach or staff doesn't walk by.
Yeah.
Or does, we know Don Nelson didn't give a rip. He's a weed farmer now.
Yeah.
You know, how many of these coaches do you think actually care?
No, Steven Jackson and Baron Davis, when they finished their last drug test of the season, went and showed Don Nelson their I'm clear slip, and they lit one up with him. Mm. Or in front of him, excuse me.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, it's going to be so bad.
Well,
it's going to be so bad.
We were talking about the ideas for home court advantage, like what you could do. Do you see what Nick Nurse said yesterday?
What?
Nick Nurse, he used to coach overseas in Belgium. And in the Belgian league that he was coaching in, they would have a tournament like the entire country. So the, you know, the first top tier all the way down to the fourth tier. And depending on the seeding of the team you were playing, the lower seed would be spotted points, anywhere between 10 and 30 points. And he said that one year they were playing a fourth tier team and he was in the top tier. And he said, dude, like the fourth tier teams are rec leagues, right? That are in. So when they showed up to the game, the team had 30 points on the scoreboard already. They were already in a 30-0 hole to start the game because they were the better team. And he said the fourth tier team came out firing threes and it was 39-2. And they didn't take the lead until a minute 15 to go in the game.
Just make the entire thing a comeback quest?
Right. But what Nick Nurse is saying is that he goes, we don't do it for the lower seeds. How about you give the home team 10 points to start?
No more wonky stuff. Huh?
We talked about that the other day.
Gosh.
We talked about it the other day, though, with what if the higher seed, it's like home court in the NBA is 2.5 points or almost 3 points.
Ridiculous. Yeah, home team gets their mascot and plays the trail cap.
Handicap.
Yeah. Give them three?
Yeah, handicap it.
That's what they did in Belgium, and he said it was fun.
I say we implement hockey and have a penalty box and have a power play. You have to play with three.
You know what? You bring up an idea off of that. How about we just do hockey style substitutions? You don't need to pause and play. You guys tired? You're like, get off the floor. I'm coming on.
Love that. Let's just go. Dude. BS crazy.
And with your social distancing on the bench, that adds such a twist.
Sure does. Like a get in there.
Like a guy's at half court and you can run some guy in from the corner to stop JJ Redick's corner three or CJ going up for a corner three and you can just run somebody in off the bench. I'm up for that. Hockey style the shifts stories, in basketball.
I'm telling you, the bigger story of this NBA season finishing like this is going to be what's happening at Disney World. The games are going to be just like these side notes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to go on when teams interact with each other?
Will you have bad blood?
We're going to have a dance off. We're going to have a dance off.
Free agency going to be discussed during those? A little tampering action?
No question. The stories that are going to come out, the things that are going to happen in the hotel rooms, when all the fans are there, when MLS soccer people are there, and everyone's out running around, and these guys are sitting in their windows going, "Why? Well, can we come out and play?" No, you can't. Social distance.
New fun game. Who's going to be the NBA player that tries to sneak on, you know, like a paid pro, an escort or a girlfriend onto the Disney World campus? Who's the first guy to do that?
This is going to, okay, I'm negative Nancy. I'm not negative Nancy. That's going to be This fun. Is going to blow up within 2 weeks. Blow up.
People
There's no in. Way you're going to get all those guys in that series, and none of them are going to go, this is BS, I'm done. You think LeBron James is going to hang out in his hotel room?
No, he'll probably have a whole
Russell
floor.
Russell Westbrook, whole floor?
Yeah.
Those guys aren't doing that. They'll LeBron's be like, I got my plane floor. On standby. We're done for a few days. I'm flying out of here. I'm going to play some golf.
They say they can't. They can't leave the bubble.
I don't believe it.
Once you're in, you're in.
It's all crap.
Are they going to open up the rides?
Right. Wait, they should.
You going to open up the rides for the guys?
Ooh.
A 7-footer on Splash Mountain?
Okay,
that
here's the home
feasible.
Court.
Who gets hurt first on a Disney World ride?
Oh, one of the Lopez brothers.
Can True. Already see that happening.
And that is a side note in all of this that should not be lost on anybody. If there are two people that are more happy about this being at Disney World, it is Brooke and Robin Lopez.
Yep.
Remember, those guys are obsessed with Disney. Obsessed with Disney.
And cats.
Yeah, grew up in SoCal, and they had season passes to Disneyland. They went dozens of times a year.
Dozens.
Here's another idea for handicapping. Send the team who's the lower seed or who's supposed to have the disadvantage, make them go on all the rides before showing up to the game, like a bunch of times.
All the 3D rides, because those make you so nauseous.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got to recover for a quarter before you can get your shooting bearings on.
Yeah, everything's out the window.
No stopping, just Space Mountain 10 times in a row.
On loop.
Just go.
Oh, God.
It's like you're hitting the log flume again.
2 weeks, man. It's like 2 weeks. That's it. That's all I'm giving it.
Hey, dry run.
Complete meltdown.
Dry run is coming, though. MLS is going to Disney as well. They're going to be at the Wide World of Sports. They have their MLS's back tournament. All 26 teams will be at Disney World to do a tournament.
Wait till the fans, July 8th. Like you said, wait till the fans sneak in.
Fans, girls.
Wait till the people sneak in. Wait till we get the real story. Wait till we get the documentary about this 3 months.
The underbelly of the bubble.
Yeah. The bubble.
I wonder if there's going to be a team that's going to hire like Lakers, like LeBron wants his wife there with him. So they hire her as like an assistant trainer just to bring her along.
Oh, to make people personnel.
Right. Right.
Just hire them on. Let's go. All right. 503-250-1080. What do you think college football will look like in 10 years? That was our P1 social. We'll get some of that. Plus college football news and notes. Do you buy the over-under put on the Ducks? Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Here's Buck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.